This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. You can keep cattle healthy by minimizing stress. We'll have more from Beringer Ingelheim right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Many producers are rightfully worried about managing cattle diseases from infecting their herds, but there is another part of disease management that sometimes gets overlooked. Stress management. David Sherbin, professional services veterinarian with Beringer Ingelheim, talked about how stress can directly affect cattle herd health.
Yeah, so stress is probably one of the biggest enemies there is for cattle. Cattle are definitely creatures of habit, and anything that's out of the norm, they don't like. So what happens when they get stressed is their cortisol levels will rise. When that happens, it depresses their immune system, and so that's when they get sick. So that's what we see. You know, the typical shipping fever that usually happens a week or 2 weeks after they get transported weaned, it's more a result of the stress as opposed to the specific bugs that they're actually fighting. So the idea is always try to lower the stress for cattle as much as we possibly can.
Cattle are creatures of habit, so if you notice that they aren't following their usual routine, Sherbin said that's a sign of excessive stress.
They'll just be a little more lethargic, just kind of laying around a little bit more, not very active, you know, not playing around like some of the animals might be. Look a little duller in the eyes and drooped ears. Now, those are subtle signs that not everybody picks up as easily. And one of the mistakes that producers will sometimes make with seeing some of those more subtle signs are, since cattle are prey animals, if a producer walks up to a group of animals, those cattle are going to be on alert for the most part. And so it takes usually a few minutes of letting those animals settle down to really get a good feel for what's going on with those animals. It can take, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes.
For more information, visit bi-animalhealth.com. From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.